ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम।
Hare Krishna. We all have gathered here this morning to observe Barkadhish Das's memorial service. How many of you knew Barkadhish? Here, sure, most of you knew. Recently, just met with an accident, and 4 days back, on the day of Bhakti Vinod Thakur's appearance day, he left his body. To start this program, I will read out from a letter that Subhas Prabhu, the temple president of Rukmini Dwarkadhish temple, sent about Dwarkadhish. Since he's the temple president, generally we have the temple president start the program. So, in his absence, he is in Hawaii, and he tried to come back today, but he couldn't get the flight. But yesterday I had a long talk with him, and he was telling me about his last encounter with Dwarkadish Prabhu. So he sent me a message recalling that incident. So I'll read out that one first. Dear Bhakti Charu Swami, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I recall my last interaction with Dwarkadish Prabhu on the Sunday before Janmashtami. I was just coming over to the temple and we greeted each other by a big hug. He was getting ready to go to the pujari room to do the Sandhya Arati. The first thing he mentioned was that he wanted to give the last installment on his pledge for the altar gold leafing project. He was very happy to fulfill his pledge, and in the same breath he asked if he had any other debts to the temple from previous festivals. I mentioned that he was debt free. At that point he pulled out his credit card and said, I should hold on to it and we'll talk after the arati. So after the arati, he came outside to the membership booth and he wanted to make the Visa card transaction. And then again he asked if everything was in order. I acknowledged that he was, and then he asked me a very nice question as to what were my realizations after all these years of Krishna consciousness. I was surprised to hear that from him, and it caught me off guard. So I said that following the orders of the spiritual master was my whole life, and by serving the deities, I have become very happy and satisfied in Krishna consciousness. I mentioned that I had maybe 10 years or more on this planet, and that we should become serious in executing our duties. Dwarkadish Prabhu immediately agreed with me and said that that was his purpose of traveling and preaching to the devotees around the world. He also felt that he only had so much time and he wanted to use it to preach, and he was feeling very grateful for the opportunities that Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish were giving him. I felt a sense of introspective mood in him. I thanked him for being the ambassador for the new Dwarka temple and their lordships, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish. And he was very appreciative. After hearing of his death, I immediately thought it was Super Soul guiding him, and I felt so much happiness and satisfaction in having our short conversation. He and his family were very generous supporters of our festivals, especially the major deity festivals like Rath Jatra, Janmashtami, and so many Sunday feasts. He loved the Janmashtami Abhishek, especially in giving out the chadars and Nrisingadev oil. He was the major donor for the gold leafing of the deities Singhasan that we look at every day. He was a very jolly, happy person and was always saying how grateful he was for Srila Prabhupada's movement and the devotees and devotional service. He and Lilavati Dasi were a wonderful example of a grihastha couple who made sure of their children's education, training them in their business, encouraging their children to take initiation, and today the children, just like their parents, are supporting ISKCON. In the Vedas, it teaches us that death is not the end. We are not the temporary body, but the eternal soul within the body. Srila Prabhupada has said that the final exam in life is death. we see that Dwarkadhish Prabhu lived a life centered on service to Krishna, and as a devotee, he carried out his worldly responsibilities, maturely knowing that death could come at any moment. In the Bhagavad Gita, it's stated, Jang Jang Bapi Smaran Bhavam Tajatante Kalevaram Tam Tam Evaiti Konteya Sada Tad Bhava Bhavitaha. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Srila Prabhupada states that the cumulative effect of the thoughts and actions of one's life influences one's thoughts at that moment of death. Therefore, the actions of this life determines one's future state of being. If one is transcendentally absorbed in Krishna's service, then the next body will be transcendental, spiritual, not material. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna is the best process for successfully changing one's state of being to transcendental life. In the Bhagavad Gita, it's stated, after attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. We can see from Dwarkadhish's life that he was absorbed in Krishna's service, and the description of his passing away was very beautiful. His presence will be missed by all of us. Your servant, Tarit Darsi and Sobhas Das. I know it's a very difficult situation, like especially those who were close to Dwarkadhish, those who had an intimate relationship with him, to face this situation is extremely difficult. Like all of a sudden, he's not there. And at a time like this, we have to realize that ultimately everything is in the hands of Krishna. Especially those who have surrendered themselves to Krishna. Krishna takes care of them. I know also that in the minds of some devotees, this feeling is very prevalent, that why he had to live like this through an accident which apparently is not auspicious, apparently not auspicious. But the reality is that the devotee's situation is very different. When one surrenders to Krishna, then Krishna takes his responsibility. Krishna holds himself responsible for him. Krishna takes care of him. Therefore, his disappearance, in whichever way it comes, we have to recognize that it was Krishna's divine arrangement. When the news of Dwarkadhish's accident came to me, the first thought that came to my mind was how Tamal Krishna Maharaj left this world, also through an accident. And in my mind, it was very clear that it was actually Krishna's arrangement. Tamal Krishna Maharaj knew that he was going to leave. Many of us had that experiences. Like his secretary, when he was packing the bag just before leaving Mayapur, Tamal Krishna Maharaj just told him that he is not going to come back to Mayapur. And he was surprised. Me also had an experience like just 3 days before Tamal Krishna Maharaj left, him and I were chanting, pacing up and down in his room. Then all of a sudden he stopped and he said, take care of those boys in Calcutta. He meant a group of young, educated devotees, his disciples in Calcutta. He said, take care of them. You are their father. So I said, no, I'm their uncle. You are the father. And he kept on insisting, no, you have to take care of them like their father. At that time, I couldn't understand why he was speaking like that. But when he left, then I realized that he was aware. Another thing we got to know later on from his post-mortem report, that he actually left his body before the accident took place. So it's not that he left due to the accident, but he already left and the accident took place after that. In Dwarkadish's case, in Dwarkadish's case, it is, he had the accident, he was in coma, and then I was in touch with them, in touch with his family, and I was in Italy at that time, and every few hours I was calling them. And then a time came when they had to decide, like whether they should keep him in life support or let him go. My response was, yes, let him go. Because what's the point in holding on to the body, holding him onto the body when he's meant to leave that body? So, and then I spoke to him. They held the phone in front of his ears. And my suggestion to him, or instruction to him, was that all that you had been practicing for all these years, now the time has come to face the test. All this while you have been practicing to develop your relationship with Krishna, depend upon Krishna, be engaged in his service, and eventually go back to his lotus feet. So now the time has come, and the way to do that, the way to face that period, is to remember him. Ante Narayana Smritihi. At the end of our life, we simply have to remember Narayan Krishna. Jang Jang Bapi Smaran Bhavam. Throughout the life, we are practicing to remember Krishna, so that at the time of death, we can remember Krishna. And it is not that we have to remember Krishna. Those who have surrendered to Krishna, Krishna helps them at the time. And his life support was taken off. And in about 15 minutes, after about 15 minutes, he left. And he left in such a wonderful way. Like devotees were chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Prabhupada's tape was being played, Nishigaman Kavacha was at his head, Tulasi at his mouth, Vrindavan dust, Ganga water, Radha Kund water. So these are all the wonderful arrangement for helping one to leave his body to go to his next destination, next spiritual destination. And the wonderful thing is that he left his body through his mouth. That is the most wonderful indication of his success. Those who are sinful, they leave their body from the lower part of the body. The body has 9 holes, 2 at the lower part and 7 on the upper parts. The yogis, perfected yogis, leave their body from their Brahmarandhra, brain center. And that is their perfection. But a devotee leaves his body through his mouth, chanting the holy name of the Lord. We saw that with Srila Prabhupada, how he left his body chanting the holy name. And here also we saw, and that's why I could see that his family members were otherwise quite devastated. Lilavati and Radha Mohini and Nihar, Janavi, Alok. They faced the situation quite, after that they were quite peaceful. Because it became clear to them that he achieved his perfection. In front of their own eyes, they could see how wonderful he left his body. And that is the goal of our life. Our business is not to stay here eternally. Our business is, as long as we are here, we just utilize this body in service of Krishna. And when the time comes, we leave the body for our next destination. It's entirely up to Krishna where he wants to place us, how he wants to engage us in our next life. So that is the meaning of surrender, that is the meaning of dependence upon Krishna. We do not demand that. Krishna, you have to take me back to Godhead, back to your spiritual world. Rather, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reminded us how to pray. Mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahaitu ketvai. That life after life I can be engaged in your service, devotional service. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is also praying, kito janamoho jathatu adash. Let me be born even as an insect in the association of your devotees. Let it take millions of lifetimes as long as we can be engaged in your devotional service. So, that is the important consideration. That we can remain in the service of Krishna life after life. And that is the meaning of being in the spiritual world. A devotee who is engaged in his service, he is not in this material nature. He is in the spiritual nature. So, as long as we are here, let us try to serve with our body, with our mind, with our words, with everything that we have. Manasa deho giho jo kichu mor orpilu tua pada inanda kishore. My mind, my body, my wealth, my home, my hearth, whatever I have. O son of Nanda Maharaj, please allow me to engage them in your devotional service. Allow me to be completely engaged in your devotional service. That's what actually matters. And those who have surrendered themselves in this life so wonderfully, it is positive that Krishna will allow them to be engaged in devotional service in the next life. And the next life is going to be a better one than this one. That is the meaning of promotion. Promotion to devotional life. Death comes as an opportunity to further our engagement in Krishna's service, in whichever way Krishna wants. Therefore, for a devotee, death doesn't really come. A wonderful example, Dhruva Maharaj. The chariot came from the spiritual world to take him back to Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj was told by the representatives that were sent, Nanda and Sunanda. Then he went, took a bath, bed, farewell to all the sages in Badarika Ashram, circumambulated the chariot 3 times. And as he was about to climb onto the chariot, he saw death personified with folded hands, begging for his mercy. So that is how death comes to a devotee. With folded hands. And Dhruva Maharaj put his foot on the head of death to climb onto the chariot. Yes, death comes. But death doesn't come to a devotee the way he comes to other individuals, those who are not surrendered to Krishna. Those who have surrendered themselves to Krishna, those who have been engaged in serving devotion, him in devotional service, those who have dedicated their whole life in spreading the glory of the Lord and rendering service unto him, to them death comes in that way. Yes, changing of the body. That's what death actually means. Soul's departure from the body. Yes, death comes to a devotee. But how? That is how death comes to a devotee. Therefore it is said, he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still in words, still in sound. The Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. So devotee never dies. He reasons ill who thinks that Vaishnavas die. Vaishnavas never die. Vaishnavas simply continue from one phase to another phase of their devotional life. So I have some messages and appreciations and glorification to Dwarkadish Prabhu. So I'll just read some of them. There are quite a few. Let me see how many I can read out. The first one that I would like to read is from His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. My dear Dwarkadish Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and his dedicated followers. I still can hardly believe you are gone. Your smiling face and enthusiastic service were an integral part of our devotional life in Southern California. So many fond memories of our association flood my mind. Of our preaching and working together, sometimes until late into the night. And our relationship was further sweetened by the fact that you are made a life member in Bombay by my dear godbrother, Sridhar Swami. Like many other expatriate Indians, you took fully to Krishna consciousness only in America. Srila Prabhupada said that when a Vaishnava departs, we feel both happy and sad. We feel happy that the Vaishnava has gone to serve Krishna, but we feel sad because we'll miss the Vaishnava's association. You are fortunate to depart on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day, and his words about Srila Haridas Thakur can also apply to you. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still in sound, the Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. Some years ago, you wrote me that you had dreamed about Srila Prabhupada, but felt sorry that you had never met him in person. Quote, I also had a dream sometime back about Srila Prabhupada. I was offering him 1,000 key lamps and his face looked like molten gold, like Lord Chaitanya. Maharaj, you are so fortunate to have had personal association with Srila Prabhupada. I still regret that I was unable to meet him. But through devotees like you, we are fortunate to hear and know about his pastimes. Now your desire to meet Srila Prabhupada will be fulfilled, and under his everlasting guidance, you will serve his eternal lords and master. And one day, if I am so blessed, I will meet you there. Dwarkadhish Prabhu, I love you and miss you, but I'll try to serve and please you in separation, and in doing so, I expect to feel your presence. Hare Krishna, your eternal servant, Giriraj Swami. There's another letter that I would like to, another offering that I would like to read, is from one devotee from Ujjain called Kishori Devi Dasi. It was a very touching letter. Respected Dwarkadhish Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, I am very grateful to you and to Guru Maharaj that because of his grace, I got an opportunity to serve a devotee like you because of staying here in Ujjain. I still do not believe that you are not with us. On 22nd morning at 9:55 a.m., His Holiness Bhakti Prem Swami Maharaj called up. Prabhuji informed that Dwarkadhish Prabhuji met with an accident and the situation is critical. I could not believe for a while when Prabhuji told me. Since then, I started praying for you to Radha Madan Mohan Ji. Prabhuji, you are about to come here in October 3rd. I am still waiting for that October 3rd as if you still will come and join us. Every member of my family was always blessed with your love and no one of us now can believe that you are no longer with us. Even if you physically do not, we all still have that place of yours always in our hearts. Prabhuji, our tickets for Jagannath Puri and Mayapur trips are still there. Once you told Prabhuji, my Prabhuji, that I am not comfortable with the temple's prasadam, so he asked you to accept prasadam in our house. From there, we got the chance to serve you every day. Whenever I met the prasadam, you have always accepted it in a relishing manner and appreciated it. You always used to tell Her Grace Lilavati Mataji that Kishori does have Radharani's special grace on her. Sometimes I felt that maybe you appreciate prasadam just so that I can feel good. But then I used to ask Mataji that whether Prabhuji is happy in real or not. And she would say, yes, he is much happy with the prasadam. Prabhuji used to tell, Prabhuji used to like puran puri, baigan ki bharta, jawar ki roti, mung badi, and suran ki sabji. Also, ampana, a lot that even you once called Prabhuji from America to ask recipe for it. Whenever the local devotees invited you to prasadam, you always took us with you and said them that Anil Gauranga's family will also be accompanying me. We felt a lot of hesitation accompanying you, but you always experience bliss, stating that we are no less than a family for you. When I used to tell Mataji, she would have this answer. You work every day for so long. Let's make a holiday today, so you need to come with us. Prabhuji, you along with Mataji and your sister were coming on November 27, 2017. Without telling, Prabhuji called you to tell that today is his birthday and I want to invite Vaishnavas and do some service and also want to prepare a cake. I was afraid of Prabhuji, but you gave a loving reply that when I am coming there, it's nothing to fear about. And you also ordered a big cake, which was a surprise for Prabhuji in the evening. And finally, we had a birthday celebration in your presence. Prabhuji, you had a lot of wealth, but there was no sign of pride in you both. Your way of living and everything was very simple. Prabhuji, whoever I am meeting these days, everyone is glorifying you only. Once Guru Maharaj said in his class that we should not try to become dear to everyone, but our way of living should be in such a way that it will make us dear to all. This is the quality inside you. Living a simple life, loving others, helping with humility, you possess all these qualities. Even if you are not physically present here, your memories, love and affection are always with us. You also taught Nityananda how to play with the lattu. You used to address Dhanashri and Subhadra as daughters and told them to always take care of parents. You always used to say Dhanashri to come to America and study there, staying with you people. I have made many mistakes inadvertently, but you never said anything. Every time you praised, please give this quality to me in blessing. I am very grateful and obliged to you and Mataji, who gave so much love and affection to all the members of our family. Prabhuji, you are still with us in form of your memories. I am still feeling that you'll be arriving in Ujjain on Ujjain with Mataji on 3rd October. Please bless me so that I can always remain engaged in serving Vaishnavas and can perform devotional service the whole life. Always in your service, your younger sister, Kishori Devi Dasi. There's another one from a devotee from Delhi. My dearest elder brother, Dwarkadish Prabhu, Dandavat pranams, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev. After coming from Ujjain, I spoke to you over the phone. Next day, Guru Maharaj informed about your serious accident through mail. And later we got to know you have parted from this world. I still cannot believe you have left this material world and us. I still remember when the first time you and Mataji visited us, it did not feel like we were meeting for the first time. You always treated me as your own younger sister. This bond was so special that I immediately opened our house to you. Likewise, you opened your Ujjain apartments to us. Not only that, you would make sure we are comfortable at your apartment from the US. You would call us and make meticulous arrangements for us. Now I have lost the source of your affection forever. Your motivation, lectures, Vaishnava songs, kirtan, association, and fun we all miss all of that. I'll always remember and be grateful to the Lord for whatever little association we got from you. You'll be always there in our memories despite your absence. I don't have heartfelt words for the family, but I will pray to Krishna to give them strength and give you his eternal shelter at his lotus feet. Thank you for everything, your sister Parameshwari Radhika Dev Dasi. So, okay, there are some more. Anyway, I think I'll just let Nirantar Prabhu take over. He also has some offerings to read. And also, we would like to hear from Nirantar Prabhu also, because he was also very close to Dwarkadhish Prabhu and his whole family. Thank you, Nirantar.
Hare Krishna. So first of all, one thing I immediately notice, how famous Dwarkadhish is, because we have here today in the temple room devotees from Los Angeles, from San Fernando Valley, from Laguna Beach, from the Radharaman Temple. They have all come to attend this memorial service. On his deathbed, I promised Dwarkadhish something I had promised hundreds of times to him while he was alive, that I would continue to take care of his family. And I intend to do that as long as I live, because I am one of the members of the Parekh family. I am a family member. Dwarkadhish was a lot of fun. He had enthusiasm, he had intelligence, and he was not lacking in self-esteem. He was very, very powerful personality. And we had so many exchanges. We also had disagreements from time to time. But even we had some disagreements, still he would attend Namahat programs. He would support me. And we carried on. I learned from Dwarkadhish a couple of good things. Dwarkadhish taught me humility. Dwarkadhish taught me patience and tolerance. But one thing Dwarkadhish really taught me was determination. That no matter what, there may be disturbances, there may be so many impediments, you do your prescribed duty. Those who know a little bit about me, when I first started my Namahat preaching, thanks to Pavaka, in 1994, Pavaka turned over the Los Angeles Namahat program to me. So in the beginning, I had what is called a core group. Metta family, and Zope family, Vashishta family, and of course, the Parekh family. And we did Namahat one after the other every Saturday, sometimes two programs in a day. And we all attended. And one thing from the very first time I did a program at Dwarkadhish's house, first time, as I was driving off, Dwarkadhish came out, he stopped the car, and he said, "Prabhu, your program is very good. Don't let politics enter." So I took that very seriously. And my Namahat core group, did we not do that? We did not let politics enter our group. And we have to thank Dwarkadhish for giving that instruction. Dwarkadhish took me to India in 1995. That's a whole hour lecture in itself. As Radha Mohini and Nri Hari can tell you, what an exciting adventure. Especially in Jagannath Puri and Bombay, I got to meet the whole family, brothers, sister. And, I don't want to get emotional. Everybody chant Hare Krishna. One thing about Dwarkadish, he loved prasad, and he loved also to feed you prasad. So many times at his house, I would sit here, he would always sit right next to me, and he would make sure, Prabhu, come on, more. Now you can see why, see? So, I'm very happy that his family has followed in his footsteps as he progressed in his Krishna consciousness. It's not that his family did something else. They followed his example. And they are now, they're together. Radha Mohini now has her own family, daughter, and good husband. Nri Hari, he has his two children, good wife. So they will carry on the Parekh legacy, and we will have more happy times in Krishna consciousness. And like Lord Chaitanya, when Haridas Thakur decided to leave, like you mentioned, it was both happy and sad. Lord Chaitanya was sad that I'm not going to have your association. I have spoken at hundreds of funerals, and the message is always the same. There, Krishna says, Natvang Sochitam Arhasi. You do not deserve to lament. But why is that? Why? Because for a devotee, there's only two scenarios, and both are win-win scenarios. Based on what Maharaj said, I was there, there's every reason to believe that he's right now at the lotus feet of Krishna. Okay, let's just say, worst case scenario, he has taken his birth in another devotee family. Perhaps he's already taken birth in an ISKCON family. What is there to lament? We should be happy. If we love somebody, we want the best for that person. That's what we want. It's not about us. It's about the person. So, either he's with Krishna, or he's right now with devotees. We should be happy for him. And as I always say at funerals, that famous line. Ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. This is an opportunity for us to wake up call. Am I ready? Right? I'm not saying anything, but same thing could happen to any of us at any time. There's no, Maharaj Parikshit knew he had 7 days. None of us can say, I even can guarantee 7 seconds. So, one thing I always take away from a memorial or funeral service, it's time for me to get serious. I'm not serious. Now it's time to get serious. Be ready. When I was a young kid, I was in the Boy Scouts. So their mantra was, be prepared. So, little did I know that that's the absolute truth. Be prepared at any moment for the final exam, as Maharaj nicely placed. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says what? Kirtaniya sada. Yes, always. Keep on chanting. Let's all chant one time for Dwarka. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Nrihari, the man, you're now the man of the house. I think you should at least say something. Just try. Let's give a big Hari Bol to Nrihari.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for coming. Thank you for Marge for being here as well and guiding our family in terms of the situation. Thank you Niranjan Prabhu for being here as well. And all the devotees that have come from all over Southern California and Northern California and some from Arizona as well. So thank you all for being here. I guess the only thing I will say is this, as Niranjan Prabhu mentioned, Guru Maharaj mentioned that it's a happy time for us. And I want to think of it that way. And a few weeks back, my dad, he had come to our home to have dinner with us because my mom, Lilavati Mataji, was with Radha Mohini in Colorado, Denver, Colorado. And so we were discussing, Janavi and I and Damodar Yamuna, we're discussing what pastime does he really, if you had a choice of a pastime, what pastime would he want to be involved in, or what pastime would he enjoy being part of? And so we asked him that, and his reply was a story about King Prataparuja.
Prataparuja.
Okay. And that he had ordered all the cooks in his kingdom, when all the devotees came around, to make the feast amazing, to make it better than usual. And that was his answer. And the idea is that basically what would happen is that they would feast, they would go out and do sankirtan, they come back, take some rest, do some more sankirtan, and then feast again. So that was his reply. So, so my personal feeling is that he's there right now doing that. Vai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the devotees, feasting, fasting, not fasting, feasting, no fasting, feasting, and, dancing, right, and doing sankirtan and singing, and then taking some rest and doing it all over again. So that is, any case, that's what I would like to share. Thank you everyone for coming and being part of us. I think that's pretty much it.
My best friend here in New Dwarka, Archita Das, would like to say a few words. And after him, Rupa Nuga.
Hare Krishna. Hare Bol Maharaj. Sorry I was a bit late. I didn't get to greet you personally, but Suhas has ordered me to take care of you after this. We have a little meeting scheduled somewhere. So, Hare Krishna. To all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present, I was in Warsaw, Poland when the accident happened, and forget about jet lag. This is like way beyond jet lag. This is like leaves you in the stratosphere. You're just wondering how, when, where, why, what happened. But as the reality sank in, I immediately spontaneously wrote a little something on Facebook. You can see it. But the gist of what I wrote there was that Dwarkadish Prabhu has set a legacy for all of us of being a very responsible person, very responsible devotee, very responsible in his business, in his sadhana, in his family life. Everything he did very responsibly. And in Kali Yuga, that's not so easy to find. People in Kali Yuga, as stated in the Shastra, are mostly lazy. Laziness is one of the biggest enemies of the living entity in Kali Yuga. Just can't get it together. Even when you come in contact with that which is good for you, and you know it's good for you, still laziness prevents you from going forward. So Dwarkadish was not like that. He knew what was good, and he knew how to go after it. In Kali Yuga, because of laziness especially, people have very superficial relationships. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? They don't get into it, but you couldn't have that kind of relationship with Dwarkadish, at least not me. And you had to have a serious relationship with him. Because he was, you know, I grew up in New York, and we have a saying in New York, when somebody gets in your face. So Dwarkadish was like that. When you had a relationship with him, he was in your face. You had to deal with him. And I like that. I like a person who is what you see is what you get. Not somebody who smiles in your face and turns around and... Not like that. With Dwarkadish, what you saw was what you got. You're a very, very straightforward person. At least again with me, I can speak from my relationship. So we always were in each other's face about everything. About everything. ISKCON, devotees, family and life, whatever, taxes, whatever it is, we were there together. And I really appreciated that about him. I will miss him because of that, because there are not too many really genuine people like that in this world that are just what you see is what you get and you deal with it. You know, that doesn't mean, like Narja said, that you always see eye to eye, but at least you know where you're missing. You know? And that's okay. Prabhupada said once that even amongst pure devotees, sometimes there's disagreement. Only time will tell. So we shouldn't be afraid to disagree, but we should disagree like ladies and gentlemen, not like cats and dogs. So Dwarkadish was like that. Sometimes we would differ on something, but we would deal with it. And I remember when I'm the person here in New York who schedules speakers for classes. And I was always pushing him, when are you going to give a Sunday feast lecture? Come on, come on. I know you don't live in the community, you can't give Bhagavatam class every day, but you should at least give Sunday feast lecture. So I was pushing him, pushing him. Finally, he decided. And once he decided, he just got into it. And you saw, he had this sort of, he was always prepared. He had his PowerPoint ready and his subject and his, he really got, that's Dwarkadish. Once he decided to do something, he really put his heart into it, put his soul into it. And you may like or not like the result, but that was him. He just put us, and we should all learn from that. Be very responsible. Be very upfront. Rupa Goswami said, be very straightforward in ordinary dealings. Not two-faced, not duplicitous. Just very straightforward. So that was Dwarkadish. You saw what you got and you dealt with it. You may not like it, whatever, but this is what you got. This was Dwarkadish. So like I said, I'm still in shock. I was in Warsaw traveling, and the news came and I said, nah, this must be some other Dwarkadish. No, there's no way. We're about the same age. Maybe he's a year older. I'm 66 next month. So he was, yeah, close in age. So I was thinking, nah, it can't be Dwarkadish. This is not real. But sure enough, I immediately got in touch with Narancha and said, is this real? He said, yes, this is what happened. So we have to deal with it. We have to deal with it. And I know for a fact, if the tables were turned, if I had left in Warsaw and Dwarkadish was here, he would deal with my passing. He wouldn't, you know, run away from it or hide from it, or he'd deal with it. And so we have to deal with that. Dwarkadish is gone. But as we know, this is what we're being trained for. Prabhupada said this body is meant for death. So we can't be shocked when death finally comes. We just have to be prepared. And the soul continues. This is the whole point of Krishna consciousness. The soul continues. The body is meant for death. The soul continues. Dwarkadish is still alive, not in the same body that we remember him in, but he's alive. He's alive. He's, as Narancha said, two possibilities. Either with Krishna, or he's going to take birth in the Vaishnava family. He will continue being Dwarkadish. Every one of us has a unique personality. He has his unique personality. It will continue. So I know how I'm going to recognize him when I finally make it back there. I have no doubt I will recognize Dwarkadish. How? I'll tell you why. Like Narancha said, he liked to feed us. So he liked to feed me also. but I can never remember once ever eating anything cooked by Dwarkadish. It was always, Archie Prabhu, I know you like cheesecake. Rupa will make you a cheesecake. I know you like kanvi and this kind of savory. Leelavati will make it for you. Never once remember having anything. So when I get back to the spiritual world, he'll be there ready to feed me. Somebody else will make it. Dwarkadish Prabhu Ki Jai. Haribo.
So Rupanuga will speak, and by Nrihari's request, after Rupanuga, we will hear from our good Laguna Beach Temple president. He will speak.
Hare Krishna. It's an honor to glorify my dear God brother, Dwarkadish Prabhu. In 2002, when we were planning on moving from Philadelphia to Southern California, I asked Guru Maharaj, will we see you more often there? And he said, yes. And immediately he said, where are you going? I said, Maharaj, I'm going to teach at Chapman University. He said, oh, Chapman University. We have Dwarkadish Prabhu's son, Nihar, who goes to Chapman University. He perhaps just graduated in 2002. And I joined after he graduated. So the first name that I heard about Southern California was Dwarkadish Prabhu and his family, that were my own Guru Maharaj. And sure enough, when we moved here, like an elder brother, he was always very protective of me and my family. Even to the extent that when we, one of first Namahatas at Krishna Prem Prabhu's house, Dwarkadish Prabhu took me to Krishna Prem Prabhu, introduced me to him, and he said he is going to take initiation from Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So kind of establishing his, kind of elderly brother's right on me that he's my man, so kind of back off, Krishna Prem Prabhu. So rightly so, his name was Dwarkadish Das. Guru Maharaj saw that opulence, that mood in him of Dwarka. And even though he was very kind and loving, but he definitely kind of had that mood where he would let you know if you crossed his path. And as I said, he was so fond of me and so dear and so taking care of me that he gifted me my very first silk dhoti and kurta, which I wore for many, many, many years. And so I'm so grateful for that. And at every moment he would, you know, kind of come and tell me, everything okay, everything okay. He used to come to Laguna Beach and he would always sing at these special festivals, Advaita Acharya's appearance day, Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day. And he would sing these special bhajans and we'll make arrangements. Radha Mohini will come with him and his whole family. So she will play harmonium and he will sing. And the last two interactions that I had with him was, the second to the last was, I asked him, so when is Guru Maharaj coming? He said, I have now passed the baton, as if he was ready. And I said, oh, really? I said, okay. So then I talked to Nihar Prabhu. And Nihar Prabhu had very expertly kind of taken over the baton, and he then used to arrange for the last visit that Guru Maharaj had. He arranged for that visit. In that visit, Dwarkadish Prabhu was not here. He was out of town. But the last interaction that I had, again, in Laguna Beach, both in Laguna Beach. So he asked me, he came up to me. He said, so how was the visit of Guru Maharaj? I said, we missed you. Guru Maharaj missed you very much. You were not here. And he said, yeah, I missed it too. And his last question that he asked me, and he asked multiple times, he said, so what was Guru Maharaj's instruction? This is something that he had never asked before. In our interaction, he would never ask, what is Guru Maharaj's instruction? So I said, Guru Maharaj's instruction, as you know, Guru Maharaj has started this new project in Deland, Florida. So his instruction is that, general instruction is, give yourself to Krishna, fully dedicate yourself. And he said, no, what was his instruction? What was his specific instruction? I said, specific instruction, because Guru Maharaj has started this project, he wants us to help with that project. Move there, and if you can move, we should just help in whichever way we can. He said, what else did Guru Maharaj say? I said, Prabhu, that's all I remember for now. So that was my last interaction with him. So we'll fondly remember Dwarkadish Prabhu. When the news came, I could not believe. I thought, you know, this was just one of those things. He got into an accident, he'll come out fine. But then the next day, we learned that he had left this world. So, with heartfelt prayers, and as we all heard, that he is in a better place wherever he is. By Guru Maharaj's mercy, he had so much of Guru Maharaj's mercy that we all know that he can't go wrong. Wherever he is in a better place. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Tukaram Das, please.
Generally speaking, I wouldn't expect to speak in an assembly like this. A lot of very senior devotees here. Obviously, I've been asked to speak because I have some official position in ISKCON, so to honor that there. I also have a lot of love for the family. Normally I wouldn't cultivate a desire to speak in such an august assembly, but I actually wanted to speak tonight, and I thought on the drive up about what I would say. I've been thinking about it all day. Thank you, Prabhu. Is this better? Okay. When Tamal Krishna Maharaj passed away in 2004, and even more so when Iyengar Prabhu passed away in 2010, my guru, one of my gurus, Virabhu Maharaj, he sent me this verse, he sent me this purport from Prabhupada to read to express his thoughts about how I should understand what had happened because I was quite distressed. And so I'm going to read you from Prabhupada's purport because it's something I thought of also when Dwarkanish Prabhu left. When something is arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should not be disturbed by it, even if it appears to be a reverse according to one's calculations. For example, sometimes we see that a powerful preacher is killed, or sometimes he's put into difficulty, just as Haridas Thakur was. I think the relevance of this is quite obvious. Prabhupada is directly talking about something out of nowhere happening that is saddening, that is not the way we want things to go. I'd want Dwarkanish Prabhu to live a long life, 100 years, and pass away very peacefully. And Haridas Thakur was put into difficulty. He was a great devotee. He came in this material world to execute the will of the Lord by preaching, but he was punished at the hands of the Kazi. Similarly, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, and Prahlad Maharaj was put through so many tribulations. The Pandavas, who were direct friends of Krishna, lost their kingdom, their wife was insulted, and they had to undergo many severe tribulations. Seeing all these reverses affect devotees, one should not be disturbed. One should simply understand that in these matters, there must be some plan of the personality of Godhead. So, Prabhupada gives numerous examples in his purport of situations where the greatest devotees undergo difficulties, sometimes being killed, sometimes suffering greatly. And his instruction to us is that we should understand Krishna has a plan. Now that made me think, you know, when is it Krishna's plan and when is it somebody's karma and how do you make that distinction? And so I wanted to give some evidence for this, why this must be Krishna's plan for Dwarkadish. When I think about Dwarkanish Prabhu's life, it seems to be, at least to the best of my ability, the superlative life of an ideal devotee. He was married, he came to Krishna consciousness, he had a family, his family had family, he has grandkids many times over, that itself is like a blessing. He took initiation twice, he was named after his Ishtadev, and he went up on the altar and did service for many years to that Ishtadev. He was successful in his business, and then he retired from his business, and he became a full-time preacher who gave classes almost every week. He would invite me to every single one of his classes, and he gave class, it seems like, at least once or twice a week. He traveled all over. He became an expert kirtaniya. He sang beautifully. He led kirtan. He also did excellent bhajans. When I think about like the mark of an excellent devotee in the Hare Krishna movement, I can't think of a single thing. He was a favorite of his Guru Maharaj. He organized and managed. I can't think of a better example of someone who ticked all the boxes of what a successful devotee's life would look like. And when I hear things like he passed the baton for Maharaj's travel, and he was asked about what lila he would want to enter, which to me, when I heard it, reminded me of Krishna's cowherding pastimes and eating lunch with his boyfriends, as a corollary to Maharaj Prataparudra and the Vaishnavas taking prasad in Jagannath Puri. These types of things seem to me to be providential. They seem to be special. In addition to his life, which is how you can determine that what happened to him must be Krishna's arrangement, you kind of need look no further than this assembly. When I die, if half as many people gather to bless me, I'll feel like my life has been a success. The temple room is packed. So many glorious figures are here. You flew in from abroad just to sit here and honor your disciple. That so many devotees are thinking well of Dwarkadish Prabhu, that so many devotees are blessing him, praying for him, thinking well of him. What simpler, more elegant, and more obvious example can you have of someone's life work than a group of the finest devotees in Southern California and beyond sitting together to honor him? This also seems to me, to the best of my ability, to be ironclad proof that when we look at how Dwarkadish Prabhu passed, we should understand that Krishna plucked him up. I'll just finish the purport, or at least a couple more lines of it. The Bhagavatam's conclusion. So Prabhupada is speaking here on behalf of our tradition. Is that a devotee is never disturbed by such reverses. He accepts even reverse conditions as the grace of the Lord. One who continues to serve the Lord, even in reverse conditions, is assured he will go back to Godhead. And so, Prabhupada is obviously here referring to the Tatenu Kampam Sushamik Shamano verse from the Bhagavatam. And he's telling us how we should think about Dwarkadish Prabhu and what's happening to him. And he's also giving us an instruction how left behind we should see what happened. We're being instructed by Prabhupada here. My gurus gave me the same instruction when I suffered sadness at the departure of great Vaishnavas. And we need to see this as Krishna's arrangement, that Krishna plucked him up. There's some wonderful providential indications that was the case. But if you want to know for sure, 1,000%, you just need to look no further than his life and his legacy and his assembly of devotees. And you can see that Krishna's hand was involved in this, and we can take solace in that. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. Hare Krishna.
Bhrigupati, would you like to say a few words? No? You're too verklempt? Okay, we have about 15 minutes. Anybody who would like to speak? No, she does not. She's already, I've asked 10 times. Yes, Prabhu, come.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for the excellent speech. One thing I want to, you know, I attended his Ramanavami class. It was an excellent class. And we had several discussion about, you know, Krishna pastime and, you know, Bhagavad Gita. It was a good experience, and I really miss him. The one thing I want to appreciate is death is a difficult thing for family members, because I was disturbed for one day. You know, I feel bad about this thing. Family member, death is a difficult thing for family members. But still, some people, they say, you know, that's it. No more God, I quit. But the real devotees, they understand the, you know, understand they are not the body, and they come back, and because this is the difficult test. Death is a difficult test, especially, you know, if I lose my kid, I still have the faith on God, Krishna. And that's the test, you know, everybody has to pass. And, you know, this family members is here. So this shows their faith and you know, in this difficult moment. And I really appreciate some weaker devotees, they ignorant people, they just say, if God didn't give me good, I quit, because they understand in terms of material. But, you know, Krishna's devotees, they are into this is a difficult time, they just, you know, handle the difficulties and still continue with the spiritual thing. Thank you.
From Radharaman Temple, Kakanaji.
Hare Krishna. I think first time we got the news of Dwarkadish Prabhuji last Saturday when we were doing the Naam, mostly time that we do the Mangal Arati at Radharan Temple every Saturday. And that's the time we got that news about him. And it was really a shocking news. But how Krishna takes care of his devotees, he's the only one knows. It's not in our control. But as part of Radharaman Temple, he has done a great service to Radharaman Temple ji. He used to come and give the Bhagavad Gita class every Sunday morning. And almost once in a month, in the evening, he will come for preaching. I have dealt him with a couple of times. I think first time I think I dealt with him when Maharaji was making the film on Srila Prabhupada. And that time he said to me, please, would you like to take a couple of copies? And so I'll be more than happy, I mean. And I always love to distribute whatever I can do for Srila Prabhupada. I am not an initial devotee, but I have a great desire to serve Srila Prabhupada in any capacity that I can do it. So I don't think Radharaman Temple can ever forget him or ever can even give him back actually what services he has provided. So we would like to thank him all the way and hope Krishna takes him in his abode. Hare Krishna.
Okay, we have time for two more. Nandini Radha and then Madan.
Please accept my humble obeisances, Maharaj. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I and my husband have known Dwarkadhish Prabhu for almost 19 to 20 years, and he was more like a father figure to me. And one thing I do remember, which I spoke even last Sunday, because it was such a profound realization for me personally. We've been reading the Bhagavad Gita constantly, every day for the past 20 years. But then it made me realize how keenly he had taken that message in himself. His daughter, Radha Mohini, was recently blessed with a beautiful daughter herself. And that was in June. And I think when I spoke to Prabhu and Mataji in May, he had told me that he's going to spend some time with his daughter in Denver. So I joked with him and I said, Prabhu, daughters are very dear to fathers, and we all know that he was very, very close to Rupal Radha Mohini. So I joked with him and I said, so she's going to give birth very soon. Will you spend 6 months with her in Denver? And he just looked at me and smiled. He says, no, I'll just be there for 3 to 4 weeks. And I said, okay, why not longer? She's your daughter and you're going to be blessed with a granddaughter. And he made such a profound statement, which really pierced my heart. It really made me realize what Krishna consciousness is really all about. And he said, Mataji, the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness is not to be attached to family members. The whole purpose is to be attached to Krishna. If I spend more time with my daughter and granddaughter, I will naturally develop too much attachment for them. And then I will not be able to do my service for Rukmini Dwarkadish. And that was such an amazing, astounding moment for me, because that really reflects what his level of devotional service was. And with that, I hope I can actually imbibe his devotional mood. And to make an honest confession here, we always read that lust, anger, greed, and envy, these are the real gates to hell. But today, I don't mean to be offensive, but today I can say honestly that I'm actually very envious of Dwarkadish Prabhu. And the only reason I say this is the glorious passing away is absolutely unimaginable. When I read the word Tulsi in the email, I think it was said 10 times. He had Tulsi all over his body. He had Mahagarlands. And I was praying that no matter how painful my death is, whether it's accidental or it's a disease or no matter what, if I have that last moment with the devotees chanting and all the Mahaprasad given to me, I would consider my life totally successful. And with that, I really felt that I'm really envious of Dwarkadhish Prabhu because he had such an amazing passing away. And what to speak of his own spiritual master giving the final instruction in his ear, that is probably not possible for each disciple. And that's what my prayer is also, that my passing away is as glorious as his. Thank you so much.
Okay, so this has to be the last one. Here's Madan from Radharaman Temple.
Hare Krishna. We've been going to Radharaman Temple for Bhagavad Gita, listening to the Dwarkadhish Prabhu for over 10 years. We finished the Bhagavad Gita class and we started Bhagavatam class. And every time that he came and talked to us about Krishna or Radha, it wasn't the present moment that he took us. He took us to a moment when, like we were there at that time, and made us feel like he's taking us there, proving us that, hey, you're not here on this earth at this moment. You are there at that time when Radha Krishna was there. And last time when he, on Radha Ashtami, he told the story of Radha Rani. It was such a profound story about Radha that everybody there was there listening to it. They had completely silenced. They listened to Dwarkadhish Prabhu. And that day he said, next week is going to be my last class. After that, I'm going to India. We did not know that was his last class of Radha Ashtami. And we're so sorry. We're going to miss him very much. And every week I still go to the temple and I still look at the place where he used to sit and give lecture. And that table, the chair is just like, it's just like a dream to me. I'm missing him so much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
So Maharaj, finish it for us. What better way? Go ahead. Okay. Here we go. Dwarkadhish Prabhu ki.